you've been blind or haven't watched any news, this could come as a shock to you. We have a hope. And our Pope is here to show us something. He is the shepherd that shepherds us and wants us to follow him. Christ wants us to follow him because Christ wants us to know his voice, the voice of the shepherd, the voice crying out to us that wants us to follow him, to grow closer to him, and to love him. That's the type of shepherd that we have. One who wants us to follow him closely. We can see in the first reading from Acts of the Apostles that there's a lot going on. Paul and Barnabas are moving through what is now Turkey, in Asia, in Europe, and in Asia. And he wants, and some people listen, while others are not listening. The ones that are listening are coming into the fold and truly taking in the word of God. And the ones that are not, as the author, as we heard from Luke in Acts of the Apostles, they're getting jealous and they're envious. This should almost remind us of a parable. The parable of the son who wanted the wealth of his father, the lost son, and the other son. When we allow Christ to be part of our hearts, we take in those words. But other times, we might be like the envious one who doesn't want more people to come into the fold. Or why are they more special? Or why are they doing things that I don't do? Our Lord wants us to live in that good, healthy balance. Maybe being reminded of Andrew, the brother of Peter. Peter, who obviously is the one who is now taking the seat. Because when Pope Leo XIV took the seat of Peter, he became the embodiment of St. Peter. And Andrew, who knew Jesus first, brought his brother, and now he is the one who is Pope. As we can tell throughout Scripture, when one falls away, or gets jealous or envious or anything of that nature, they're first to point it out. And we don't see that with Andrew ever. He just accepts. And that's what our Lord wants us to do, is to accept him and whatever he has given us, and be gracious for those gifts in our hearts, and to allow ourselves to grow through those gifts closer to him, allowing our Lord to be part of our hearts, to truly shepherd us. Because as a shepherd, he sometimes has to lead us from those things that could harm us. Because sheep sometimes don't know what will harm them. There could be a stream of water, and the shepherd might know that that water could kill them. His sheep, his flock, because there's something bad about that water. Or the food that they want to eat might be bad too. Our Lord wants us to go to his fields, to feast on him, and to rely on him. Because when we rely on our Lord, he takes us sometimes to those fields we don't want to go, but to the fields that we need to go to. To grow in love with him, to fall more in love with him, and to allow Christ to be part of our hearts, part of our lives, and to allow ourselves to feed on his very body. blood, soul, and divinity. When we allow Christ to be part of our hearts, we allow the voice of the Good Shepherd to lead us. We allow the voice of the Good Shepherd to be part of our hearts. So as we go through this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us allow Christ to be part of our hearts and allow him to grow within us. Because when we do, we allow our Lord to be part of us.